I'm Damon Palmer, and I'm the U.S. commercial leader for the Enlist Weed Control System from Dow AgriSciences.
Damon, we are here at the ASTA Seed Expo and 2012 CSS. And first of all, I'd like to ask you, Dow is a very big part of ASTA, one of the big sponsors here at this event. Why is it so important for Dow to be involved in this event?
Well, ASTA is a great organization, and here at this conference, we're able to meet with many customers from a licensing standpoint, but it's really important for the seed industry to come together and continue to advance the seed industry. This is a high technology business, and so it's really important that we're together and we can push forward policies that advance the seed industry.
One of the sessions yesterday dealt with resistance, weed resistance, a huge issue, of course, and you presented at that particular, during that particular session. Talk to me a little bit about why that is such a big issue right now and what Dow and other companies are doing to address this issue, because it is so important for the industry.
It's a real challenge at the farm gate right now to control weeds, and we're seeing glyphosate resistance really start to expand throughout the country. You know, several years ago, it seemed like it was just kind of a southern issue, and we are seeing that move into the Midwest now, and it's across multiple species as well. And in some cases, it goes beyond glyphosate resistance, and we're seeing some weeds that have become resistant to multiple classes of chemistry. So it's really important for technology providers like Dow AgriSciences to look towards the future and to bring new tools to the farm gate.
Well, during that session, you talked about Enlist, but last night you unveiled Enlist E3.
Well, the Enlist Weed Control System is something that Dow AgriSciences is working on and look to bring farmers in the near future. And it's a new system that has herbicide-tolerant traits that confer tolerance to glyphosate and 2,4-D. And the newest part of the Enlist Weed Control System is what we announced last night, and that's Enlist E3. And that's a collaboration with MS Technologies and is an advanced soybean trait that hopefully, pending regulatory approval, will be in farmers' hands in 2015.
Talk to me a little bit about what's involved in getting that regulatory approval.
Well, we've got to do the appropriate research and work with the agencies on that. They'll evaluate the technical merits of that, and we continue to push that forward. And then on the other side of things is the breeding and the integration that has to happen to get that trait into the elite genetics. And that's one thing that is really neat about the Enlist E3 technology, is that this is a three-gene herbicide stack that will be advanced. It's going to allow the plant breeders to get that into elite germplasm even more quickly. And so that's one of the really unique things about Enlist E3, being the first molecular stack for herbicide tolerance on the market.
Now, the three genes, what do they provide tolerance to?
They provide tolerance to 2,4-D, glyphosate, and glufosinate. And it's really important, as I talked about some of the weed control challenges, it's going to be really important to make sure that we maximize the tools that farmers have to control weeds. And so those three herbicide tolerances will provide farmers flexibility and tools into the future to manage weeds.
What varieties are you hoping to have this included in and when it comes available?
So Enlist E3, the business objective there is to broadly license this throughout the industry. And another reason that ASTA 2012 Expo is so important as we get to meet with a lot of potential customers. So we look to broadly license this to other seed companies.
Well, you talked about really how exciting the future is, the technology that's coming out there. Down the road, what besides this, what else do you have in the pipeline?
Dow AgriSciences has been in the ag business for over 100 years. And so as we've evolved as a company, we have a very balanced approach to our research and development investment. And so we are investing in the crop protection side as well as the biotechnology side. And so I would look for new solutions from Dow AgriSciences from crop protection as well as biotechnology that address farmer needs. And those are agronomic traits as well as insect traits, herbicide traits, and also insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides coming out of the pipeline.
Damon, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, for any more information that your listeners may want to gain on the Enlist Weed Control System, just visit enlist.com.
Well, thank you very much. Here at the ASTA Seed Expo and 2012 CSS, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.